Emma Kula, Ash, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you going?
We're very, very well. And Ash, welcome to
When Crap Animals Attack.
When were you attacked by a crap animal, Ash?
It was in 2015. I was working out west, and my neighbour, he had a pet goat.
And they're cranky too.
Yeah, I'd come home from work one day and the goat decided it was a bit hungry and it started eating my clothes off the line. And I was like, what? I didn't have much money, so I didn't want them to eat my clothes.
Fair enough.
I ran off the clothesline and I was trying to usher the goat away and it started charging at me. I grabbed the horn and then we were in tug of war. It felt like 10 minutes, but it was probably two. And my neighbor, I'm calling it over to him. I'm like, trying to get him to come and help me with this goat because he was charging me. Anyway, so 7 foot tall Robbie comes over and just basically grabs the goat by the horn and is like, all right, come on, take the goat back home. But yeah.
Now, two questions I've got.
So you ended up the victor.
Did the goat have a name?
Oh, I can't remember.
Was it something awesome like Craig or something?
Oh, I wish I could remember.
Like he walks over, come on, Craig, stop being an idiot. Mm. And I think, was the whole thing made a little more embarrassing than while you were wrestling the goat, he had a pair of your undies in his mouth. That would have been disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, Ash, that is legitimately...
I didn't know they ate clothes.
Turns out they do.
I was like scared for my life when it was...
I think they eat everything is the problem.
Yeah.
Ash, that is legitimately a crap animal attack. You have a wonderful afternoon. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Ash.
Thanks.
Bye. In Mooloola, Jenny, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Great to have you on board and welcome along to
When Crap Animals Attack.
When were you attacked by a crap animal, Jen?
Quite a few years ago, I had a child who went through a phase of wanting to kill everything.
Oh, great.
And I had a little bit of an irrational spider phobia. So one day I was home alone just with the boys and decided to teach them that, you know, even killing spiders is wrong. So I climbed up on the chair and got the glass and the bit of cardboard to do it like the partner was doing it. And just as I went to put the glass on it, the gosh darn thing jumped on me.
Onto your hand?
That. Spiders do that.
Yeah, just below my chin. So needless to say, I fell on my dignity and... screamed and yelled, and I'm sorry, but I hate to say it, but the old can of Peebo.
Oh. Yeah. And we're picturing, remember that scene from Home Alone where the tarantula crawls across old mate's face and it gets whacked in the head with a crowbar? I'm picturing that for Jen. That would have been very, very disappointing.
I can understand, because you've wrecked his web. That's his house.
Well, it was a huntsman. He doesn't have a web.
Oh.
No, he has a house.
Yeah.
Jenny's house. He felt like he had squatters' rights.
Actually, huntsmen are scary.
You know, they are terrifying things.
Yeah.
Jen, that is legitimately a crap animal attack. You have a great afternoon. Thanks for your call.
No worries. Bye.
In Pelican Waters, Katrina, how are you?
I'm fabulous, guys. How are you going?
Wonderful to have you on the program this afternoon. And as always, welcome to
When Crap Animals Attack.
Katrina, when were you attacked by a crap animal? How does that happen to a person?
Imagine in the early 70s, I was a young girl at one of those Dodgy Brothers animal safari.
Like a petting zoo kind of a thing, yeah.
And I found the most gorgeous white feather. I thought it was gorgeous. I thought it was precious. I was carrying it with me all day. And then my parents put me on in the afternoon on the camel ride. I was on the back seat of a dual carrying camel thing and I had to hold on the back and I was holding dearly to this white feather and the camel behind me thought it was sugar and so just started to nibble at my hand and it barked my elbow.
So your little arm is all the way inside the camel's mouth now.
I was tickling a tonsil.
They're really salivary animals too, aren't they,
camels? How do you know that?
Because I've watched lots of docos.
And was it biting you?
It was kind of trying to eat the sugar, what he thought was a sugar cue, which was my once gorgeous white
feather.
Yeah, which was, to be fair, would have been riddled with disease, by the way. But so it was kind of using your arm like a lollipop.
Pretty much, and they slobber.
As our camel expert has already told us, that is disgusting, but is legitimately a crap animal attack. Katrina, you have a great afternoon. Thanks for your call.
Cheers, guys.